Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
Shout Even Shy, singing Words You Cannot Say, a poem I wrote that she put to music, fellow writer and musician. She did a good job. Thank you. Tonight's a treat. We got to be the Hatter's Jukebox. We're going to pay tribute to one of my favorite guitarists of all time, Carlos Santana. A lot of music. He started back in the 60s. I mean, became famous overnight practically for a performance he made at Woodstock, the music festival. And we'll get into a little more details about that. So I'm Jay Hatter, your host for the evening. Along with me is Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb.
Hey, Hatter.
She does all the heavy lifting in the back, so I can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deborah. Carlos Santana, one of my favorite musicians or guitarists. In a unique sound, for sure. Some Latin R&B with some rock and roll. We're going to go right to the Abraxas album. Came out at the 69, or, I think it's 1970. Watch your ears. I don't know how loud this is recorded. So, Black Magic Woman. This is actually a live version. Mm-hmm. put your spell on me, baby. Black Magic Woman, 1970. Let's see. Carlos Humberto Santana Berrigan, born in July 20th, 1947, is an American guitarist best known for his founding member of the rock band Santana. Born and raised in Mexico, where he developed his musical background, he rose to fame in the late 1960s and early 70s in the United States with the group Santana, which pioneered a fusion of rock and roll and Latin American jazz. He became famous overnight. He played at Woodstock Music Festival. He was scheduled to play the second day of the festival, but due to the traffic jam and the weather, they couldn't get the bands that were supposed to play the first day in on time. So he was asked to play after, I believe, right after it went, Arlo Guthrie. He was also supposed to play on the second day. Then Carlos was asked to play. Now, Carlos had been partying with Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead, and he was on psychedelic. He was just to say he was feeling no pain, asked to play. I remember an interview with Greg Rolie, who was lead singer and keyboardist, said that he didn't know how he was going to do this, that he had taken some LSD, stay in school, kids. And he laid down, what happened, he laid down one of the most inspirational live performances of all time. There's no argument to that. Carlos Santana, a true pioneer in rock and roll. And I'm going to play that Soul Sacrifice. That's the one that got loaded. I got two from the Woodstock. Evil Ways is a play from the Woodstock album, and Soul Sacrifice. We're going to play Soul Sacrifice as soon as it comes up. There it is. Okay, I guess I'll go there. Jesus, are you not in the studio? I thought we got hung up on. Okay. Okay, Soul Sacrifice, 1969, August, at the Woodstock Festival, Carlos Santana, unknown at this time.
Keep that going.
Didn't take very long.
We'll be right back.
In 2015, the Rolling Stone magazine listed Santana as number 20 on their list of the 100 greatest guitarists. He would go much, much higher on mine. In 2023, Rolling Stone's named him the 11th greatest guitarist of all time. Okay. I guess that fluctuates. I don't know how that, but he has won 10 Grammy Awards, 3 Latin Grammy Awards, and was inducted along with his namesake band into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. Incredible musician. He was sort of nuts, too. there's always a beef between Greg Lilly and Carlos Santana. I don't know if it was musical or if it was just controlling the band members. But Neil Sean, in an interview, the guitarist that comes on board with Santana later and ends up being the lead guitarist for Journey, said that many times he got in between Rolly and Carlos. He said Rolly would have killed him. Rolly's a big dude, and Carlos is not. But that's a different story. Let's see. Santana was born in Atlan de Navarro in Jalisco, Mexico, on July 20th, day after my birthday, 1947. Learned to play the violin at age 5 and the guitar at age 8 under his tutelage his father, who was a mariachi musician. Younger brother Jorge also became a professional guitarist. Family moved from Auckland to Tijuana on the border of the United States. Carlos' rock and roll career started in the city park. I remember him. He was a big influence in the Bay Area, San Francisco, with Jefferson Airplane and Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and the rest of this. CCR. At the age of 12, Carlos became a roadie, and eventually he would join the Javier Batiz band as a bass player. Bass because Batiz was playing the guitar, lead guitar. He also later left so he could part in another bar band. The TJs and Batiz turned Carlos onto blues, especially into T-Bone Walker, Muddy Waters, B.B. King, Chuck Berry, Howlin' Wolf, and James Brown. If you've never seen the documentary of the Woodstock Music Festival, it's worth checking out. Remember, it was a different era, but to have 500,000 people show up and not one fight, nobody got hurt. It was 3 days of peace. But it was also of rain and mud and discomforts. And it's an interesting movie to watch if you're not used to it. Let's see. We've got in some more. Debbie, did you just load the other songs that was in our library already, or did you want to play any one of those?
All the songs that you asked for were already in there, so I just moved them all to the top for you.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to play this one. This is, don't know what's on it. It's about Santana's acid trip. We just listened to it.
Now, Carlos, I know you've told the story a million times, but I have to ask. It's been reported that every time you look at your performance at Woodstock and the Woodstock documentary, you either flinch or avert your eyes. Why? What is it about that performance that makes you do that?
Well, when we landed, you know, we were in this helicopter, and I never seen so many. It was like an ocean of hair and teeth and arms. And when we landed, the first person that I saw was Jerry Garcia, and he says, "What time are you going to go on?" I said, "Apparently, two bands after you." And he goes, "Well, then you make yourself comfortable. It's like 12:30, one in the morning in the afternoon. So we're not going to go on until like one in the morning." And I go, "Oh, I guess we're going to go around 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, in the meantime, you want some of this?" And I was like, "Sure." You know, there's a math between now, like, yeah, I'll be fine by then.
What was it?
It was acid. You know, it was LSD. And so I went, And as soon as I took it, it was like everything became another dimension, you know. And then I see this face coming and saying, if you don't play now, you're not going to play at all. You need to go on right now. And I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, you know, I thought I had 6-7 hours to recuperate from, because, you know, it's like kind of like a roller coaster. You know, you go through this. And so I said, okay, take a deep breath. And I discovered a mantra back then without even knowing. God, please help me. Help me to stay in tune and in time. And I promise I'll never do this again. Sure. So I went up there, and I, you know, and so when I started playing, of course, the guitar neck, the neck in the guitar started wavering, you know, like a snake. And I was like, oh, so I just started making faces because I was trying to keep it tame, you know. I was trying to keep it from slithering all over the place. When I first saw the movie, Jimi Hendrix lady took me to see it. He had left that morning for Maui. So she says, hey, man, what are you doing? I says, oh, you know, we had a day off. Well, go unpack your stuff and come. I want to take you to this movie. What movie? I says, Woodstock. Woodstock? They made a movie? Yeah. He says, wait till you see it. Because we saw it last night with Jimmy. And when you guys came on, you guys freaked them out. Yeah. I go, really? He goes, he loves your energy, man. He loves your performance. And he's like, so, you know, it's such a beautiful badge of honor that someone so imperial like Jimi Hendrix would dig our performance. I feel really grateful because it takes a lot of courage to go in front of 550,000 people at the peak of this mine expensive, kind of like a shaman, you know, going through from, anyway, fortunately it was successful.
It was more than successful. I mean, it was masterful. I know you're a modest guy, but you stole the show.
I give the credit to God, man, because that's what I kept praying for. Always, just like with diligence, please, please, please. I trusted that my fingers knew where to go and what to do. What I was hauling up to make the connection was with my spirit and God, so that God would say, okay, take a deep breath, take a deep breath, and I'm going to guide you, navigate through all this mind hallucination stuff. Mm-hmm. Because, it's, you know, it's, and then I began to really like it. I used to do it here in New York a lot.
But I thought you promised God you wouldn't do it again. You didn't keep your promise?
Well, I didn't do that specific acid. You know, I took some other mescaline and peyote and other kind of stuff. Actually, it's, nowadays, I don't think people are, maybe under supervision, I'm not endorsing it, but I would say that even Cary Grant, under supervision, needed to, because when you take it, it's also like a snake shedding all beliefs. You know, it's under supervision. It's actually very therapeutically healing for you. Yeah.
Evil Ways. What's up?
Around, I find somebody that won't make you feel like a clown. You can't go. Thank you.
Evil Ways, Woodstock Music Festival, 1969. Carlos Santana on acid. Just added to another fact, the Black Magic Woman was a Peter Green composition. Peter Green, he was one of the original members of Fleetwood Mac. It's the same Peter Green. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Well, Santana lived in the Mission District. That's in San Francisco. Graduated from James Lick Middle School and left Mission High School in 1965. Oh, wait a minute. Mission might be better. I'm going to be in L.A. He was also accepted in Cal State University Northridge and Humboldt State University, both party colleges. But he chose not to attend college. He was, I believe, 19 years old when they were at the Woodstock. And like I said, he wasn't known. Those songs that he played, they ended up on some of the albums later. They were still just a West Coast, you know, San Francisco band or L.A. band. But Woodstock, that was one that made his career immediately. I don't think he realized how famous he got as fast as he did. Let's see, the 60s were a leap in human consciousness. That's what he was talking about. The Mahatma Gandhi, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., Mother Teresa, they all led revolution of conscience. The Beatles, The Doors, Jimi Hendrix created revolution and evolution themes. The music was like Dolly with many colors and revolutionary ways. This is a quote. The youth of today must go there and find themselves. That's a quote from Carlos. Should have mentioned that before. Let's see. His influence is through the 50s, B.B. King, T-Bone Walker, John Lee Hooker, all heavy blues guitarists from the day. Let's see. Carlos was also introduced to a variety of new musical influences, including jazz and folk music, and witnessed the growing hippie movement centered in San Francisco in the 1960s. After several years spent working as a dishwasher at the TikTok drive-in and busking to pay for a Gibson guitar. Santana decided to become a full musician in 1966. He was chosen along with other musicians to form an ad hoc band. A substitute for that of an intoxicated Paul Butterfield, set to have played in Sunday matinee at Billy Graham's Fillmore Auditorium. Graham selected the substitutes, the musicians he knew would primarily through the connections with the Butterfield Blues Band and the Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane. So he had some big backings when they said, who can we get? And get Carlos. Now, I went through, when I picked this artist, Carlos, to pay tribute to, I was thinking, all the concerts that I went to, I wouldn't consider myself that I went to a lot, but I listed them all down. It was quite a list. The only bands that I've seen more than once was the Doobie Brothers, Power, and Carlos Santana. I saw Carlos 5 times. And never was I let down. Carlos rocked the place. He blew the Rolling Stones off the stage, no doubt. August 3rd, 1977, whenever it was down there. But, Carlos. One of the original Make That Guitar Cry guy. I'm going to play another song here since we... On the row. Yeah, the Magic Woman, Evil Ways. Okay, this is what 1999, Carlos found a new lead singer. His name was Rob Thomas. And this is what they got. smooth, man. Thomas singing smooth. That's a great song. Now, Carlos has been, he's been playing for how many decades? One, two, three, four, 5 decades. I see that he's to play in San Jose, California next weekend, I believe it said. So he's still on the damn road. Santana underwent heart surgery in December 2021 after he suffered an undisclosed medical emergency on stage at a concert in Pine Knob Music Theater in Michigan on July 5th, 2022. But he was able to gain consciousness and was while being helped off the stage. He collapsed from heat and dehydration was the report. Scary stuff. But that man's gonna go to the next world with his guitar in hand. I can guarantee you. So Deborah, which Santana songs are your favorite. I see that one was not the live version from, we must have already had that in the library, The Evil Ways.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought I gave you the...
Yeah, I looked at the title.
No big deal.
I couldn't believe that one you asked for was already there, but the one you just played is one of my favorites.
Yeah. I don't know when that came out.
One of those
Rob,
can't sit still.
Yeah,
like,
Rob Thomas, I've seen the video of this. The kid, he's not that old. I don't know how old he is in the video, but I think that was made in 1999, I believe. I believe it was. Smooth. That seems very old for that song. Yeah, some of the guys that, you know, that's all Carlos has been doing. There was a, he helped form this company that goes around and helps disaster people that are hungry or need water, you know, earthquake victims, this kind of thing. And I'm trying to, I want to read so I get it right. Let's see, from 1973 to 2007, he was married to Deborah King. He was the daughter of a blues musician, Sandra King. They have three kids, Salvador, Stella, and Angelica. Angelica, I'm sorry. Let's see. I thought I saw that. Well, anyway, they, if you remember the, I think it was the Christmas Day tsunami that hit Indonesia. You remember that? I think it was Christmas Day. The everything had been wiped out of some of those islands, but the reporters that were first there wanted to know who was paying for the reconstruction. So I guess the report came after the reconstruction. Of the first thing they put in there was medical facilities for the people and checking everybody's health. You know, it was. To have your whole island swept away, I mean, can you imagine? You got nothing. Well, anyway, they were checking to see who was funding this, like the Red Cross or other foundations. That no, it was Carlos Santana's wife was the CEO or creator of this humanitarian group. So they approached Carlos. That was never... announced publicly. It was something they did. They didn't want any credit for.
That's awesome.
It is. And I can't keep looking for that. I don't know why that's going to be easy. Some of the past members of Santana is quite large. So I won't go into. I remember Ainsley Dunbar, and I went and looking for Ainsley and his name didn't see it. And the original bass player from Santana, Journey was formed from ex-Santana players. Ainsley Dunbar, Neil Sean, Greg Rowley, and the bass player, I can't remember his name. He's the only white guy, really, in the band. Ross Valerie, that's what it is, Ross Valerie, was the original Journey band that I remember. A lot of similarities between Neil Sean's guitar and Carlos. I'm going to have to do a show on Neil Sean. That man, I was at the same place Neil was one time. I didn't meet him, but I'd like to say I did, but I didn't meet Neil Sean. He was just the same place. He was, I think, 17 when he started with Carlos. The immediate hit, he could play anything. Anyway, we'll talk about Neil Sean later. Carlos, the humanitarian things that he's done, he's really into hemp growing, not for smoking, but for the textiles. get away from the manufacturing and polyester and the chemicals that are used for to pollute this earth. I went and saw Carlos in Las Vegas, and the first 45 minutes, maybe an hour of the show was the spirituality talk and rant. And it's not that it wasn't bad. It's just I came here to see Carlos. But after that, then they got down and put in party for another hour and a half, and they rocked the place. But that's what Carlos is all about, spirituality. What's missing in our society these days, and I totally agree. I'll repeat the quote. You take the spirituality out of our children's growing up, the void will fill with the demons man has fought since the beginning of time. That's a good point. Go to church, any church. Respect each other. Give thanks somehow, some way. Okay, Carlos now. Let's see. I'm going to pick another song. Oyo Como Va. Oyo Como Va. This is a love poem. It's actually a love poem. If you know Spanish, you don't know what he says. Sophia Brax's album. Thank you. Como Va. Yeah, Carlos with the Praxis album. Oyo Como Va is a term, it's, in street language, it should mean, translated, hey, how's it going? But it says it makes no sense in the context that song is played. Oyo Como Va means listen to how my rhythm goes. And now you know. Listen to how my rhythm goes. I was trying to pull up the poem or the lyrics and got hung on that. Okay. Interesting to find out. A lot of things ain't true. Listen how my rhythm grows, how it goes. Deborah Ali, what is your favorite? Is it Smooth, you said? Is your favorite Santana?
Say that again.
Is Smooth, you said your Smooth was your favorite Santana song?
One of them, yeah. It's one,
one
of those.
Yeah,
it's still kind of song.
Well, we'll play that going out, too. Let's see.
You'll have to find it,
okay.
Because as you've been using them, I've been moving them back down to the Santana slot.
Oh. I just saw it. It's still up top.
I know,
Smooth
but
if you
hit refresh, you'll see that most of them are.
Okay. Okay. Give me some time to run down the hall. Okay, what do we got? We got 6 minutes. We can do it now. I want to thank everybody for listening, those that are going to listen on demand. I'm Jay Hatter, your host. This is a tribute to Carlos Santana here with Deborah Lee. She does all the heavy lifting to the back. Thank you, Deb. Can do without you.
Sure you can.
You want to go over some you want to go over some lineups? So we got a minute or two.
Yeah.
For the shows tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 9 is Open Poetry with A.P. Taylor. Hatter and I will be there as well. On Monday is my show. Hatter will be there as well. It goes live at 10, and we're involved in a color series. And Monday, the color is white. And there's a whole bunch of amazing art to choose from and take it anywhere you want. And then on Tuesday and on Wednesday, Sky will be finishing up her month of musical March. Tuesday with The Sound of Music, and she has a lot of things to choose from for that. And on the 27th, which is Wednesday, it is The Similarian, Volume 1, The Music of Ennure. So those are Tuesday and Wednesday. And then I'm not sure what Sweet Pea's topic will be, but she'll be with us on Thursday night at 10. And then it brings us back to, let me see, what is that, the 29th, which is, I think that's you again, Hatter. Yeah.
On the next Friday?
That'll
be Strange World, yeah.
Yeah, because this was an extra date that you picked up, so
okay.
Your Friday, and that's a week ahead.
Yeah, that'll be a Strange World, an update on AI and everything that we can't control. Scary. All right, well, I have Samba Pati, which is 14 minutes long, so it's going to go way over. We only got about 3 minutes and something left. Or I can play Smooth, which is 4 minutes. You want to hit Smooth one more time? We'll save Samba for another date so you can hear it all.
Up to you.
All right. Smooth. Carlos, thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Deborah, for everything. Rob Thomas, DC. You're so smooth.
My Spanish Harlem.
I must have hit something. Soul Sacrifice. So let's cut this down. Thanks, everybody. That was my bad. I hit something on the key on the sounds. All right, well, less than two couple seconds left to go before we're off the air. Ozzy, we'll just end it this way. Thank you, Deb. We'll talk to you tomorrow, I'm sure. And
great show, had love and respect.
You too. Thanks, everybody.